The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. This is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you, so we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Today's gospel is about the witness of John the Baptist. But more importantly, this passage emphasizes his witness of humility. St. Augustine says that John's greatest merit is this act of humility in this passage. You see, John was very popular and widely known throughout the lands, so much so that those in authority in Judaism sent priests and Levites to question him, to ask him about his ministry, and particularly to ask if he was the Messiah. But John's humility was so great that immediately he tells them that he is not the Christ, nor the prophet, nor Elijah. In his humility, John recognized his littleness before the Lord, and so his entire ministry was set about preparing as many people as he could to receive Christ when he came. My brothers and sisters, if we wish to draw closer to the Lord, the way is simple, but it is also small. A large ego will do us no good, but the smallness, the littleness of humility, by imitating John, will help us draw ever closer to our divine Savior, Jesus Christ.